This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
How's she going? Probably not great this morning.
Yeah, the bus was a little late.
My drive was a little slippery on the 16. It was, it just takes slower down. Thankfully, I hadn't changed my tires yet because I was going to do it last week and then I was too busy and got delayed. So I had the winters on this morning. I am to blame for the snow, even though I didn't change my tires, because typically that's what gets blamed, right? When you change from your winter tires to your summer tires. I haven't done that yet. But yesterday, I went and bought a rototiller from Home Depot for the garden.
Okay.
And as I was buying it, the woman said, "Oh, it's going to snow now." And I said, "I know, you can blame me for that." And then this morning I wake up. Oh, I guess she was right. So, yeah, I am to blame for the snow today. I bought a rototiller. I was getting ready to put the garden in, getting excited about it. And I brought this on us. Also, Jimmy's to be blamed, too.
Why am I to...
Because you were inaccurately predicting the weather yesterday.
No, it said a chance of snow and rain.
You were glossing over the snow.
I just said rain.
You didn't give snow the attention it deserved.
It's called being positive.
You didn't give it the attention it deserved. Mother Nature got mad and she gave us this snow.
No, I was being positive.
I think we both share the blame on this one.
No, it's all you.
I don't know. I won't take my blame for this one, though.
It's all you.
Yeah. I did put my snow shovels away, too. Crazy enough, so you're also to blame. He put his snow shovels away. 95.7 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings, Grant and Jimmy. There's a new documentary coming out about Joe Sakic.
Yeah.
It's getting some attention. It's all about how he, nearly left for the Rangers, but they convinced him to stay with the Avalanche. The rest is history. But Harrison Ford was somehow involved.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by it. Like, I want to see the documentary, but he had something to do with it.
Yeah, they didn't give many details, just that Harrison Ford was involved in keeping Joe Sakic with the Avalanche.
One of the producers of Air Force One.
Yeah, yeah.
It was part of this whole decision-making process.
Awesome. Joe Sakic, to me, was one of my favorites growing up. I think people forget how great he was. But for me, that was the generation of players that, like, I was, as a kid, watching growing up, being like, whoa, these guys are amazing. This hockey's amazing. So, Joe Sakic, that generation, Steve Yzerman, Dominic Hasek, Peter Forsberg, all those guys, the battles between the Avalanche and the Red Wings and the playoffs and the long overtime games between them and the goalie fights between, Chris Osgood and Patrick Waugh. And so that was my generation of hockey that stands out for me. So I'm definitely interested. Brett Hall, like all those guys.
Yeah.
Definitely interested in this one. Saving Sakic.
So Hans Fellow saved the day again.
He saved the day. That's going to be out on Prime pretty soon. 95.7 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. I want one of these. This is a prototype of a security camera that they're developing. They have a Kickstarter for it, trying to get some funding to further develop it. But it's a security camera that has a paintball gun built into it.
Oh.
So when you get too close, covers you in paint. It has facial recognition. So they said it will recognize you and your animals so that it doesn't shoot you if you go outside and forget to turn the camera off or whatever. But it automatically will detect people coming to your door that you don't want there when you have it set, and it'll light them up with paintballs. Great idea. I love it. They said it's designed to really deter porch pirates.
Yeah, but what's going to stop it from shoot the delivery driver?
Well, they said there's something to do with the facial recognition can detect green zones and red zones. So I think you wouldn't have it set at that. I don't know. I don't know how it works. It's in the development stages, but I want one.
But it would be even better if, you have the Ring camera.
Yeah.
And you see someone on your porch and with your cell phone and just shoot them.
Yeah, if you could get control of it at some point, too. I'm sure that'll be built into it, right? You can take over. It also have glow-in-the-dark paintballs So if someone comes to your door at night and they're not supposed to be there, and they get lit up by paintballs, they'll glow in the dark, and you can track them.
The only problem with that is with great power comes great responsibility. I could see someone like you seeing, say, your wife come into the house and you want to mess with her, shoot her a couple of times with a paintball gun.
I wouldn't do that, but you're never getting anywhere near my house again. Hello, Adele.
Yes,
there. Hello from the other side. congrats. You're going to Thunder Down Under tomorrow night at the River Cree.
Awesome.
You excited?
That's awesome, guys. Oh, yeah. We are so pumped. This is going to be a blast.
You need to do something for me. Jimmy's making his debut, opening up Cinnamon Jimmy. Can you be loud for him?
Oh, baby, I'm so loud.
Can you give me an example of what you will be screaming at Jimmy tomorrow?
No, I can't. I'm at work.
Oh, come on. They'll understand. Just yell.
You'll know it,
just yell,
you'll
take it off. Thanks, Adele, for listening.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys are awesome.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Judson.
We talked about this already, how Tim Hortons is expanding pizza onto every menu across Canada. They had been piloting it for a couple of years in a few cities. They say they've perfected it now, and they're taking it out everywhere. You've had Chicago deep dish. Now try Tim Hortons. But the other Tim's news that's getting some attention is that they are attempting some new eco-friendly lids, which terrifies me. I think I'm scarred from paper straws. Anyone else? Like, now when I see the term eco-friendly, like, lids, I'm just picturing a lid that dissolves as I'm trying to drink my scalding hot coffee. Paper straws are probably the worst invention in the most recent memory. Can you think of anything else worse than the paper straw? Who invented that? Whoever came up with the paper straw deserves no awards. We need to find out who it was, and we need to publicly shame them. And the fact that every company has to use them now, it's awful. Okay, so plastic is bad. We can't use plastic. But is paper really the best we could come up with? Hey, do you like Slurpees? How do you feel about sucking them up through a toilet paper tube? 95.7 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings, Grant and Jimmy. Have you heard of the Hands Across Canada Axe the Tax movement?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
So there's confusion because I've heard of Axe the Tax, but that was as the get rid of the carbon tax. That's what I've always thought it was.
That's what I thought too.
And that's what some people are using it as, protest the carbon tax. I think Pierre Poilievre has been using it, axe the tax, get rid of the carbon tax. But there's this whole other movement of people that I've just learned about who are using it, saying they shouldn't have to pay any tax on anything they buy. So there's a guy that's gone viral because he goes into Home Depot, and when they give him his total, so the girl working says, sir, you owe us $534 or whatever it was. It was something like that. They give him his total. He goes, he gets out his calculator. He does some math and he goes, okay, here's what I'm actually going to pay you. And he refuses to pay what the tax is on what he's buying. So he figured out the GST and the PST because it was, well, I don't think it was in Alberta. So figures out the GST and the PST and then pays not the tax, just what he bought. Here's the worst part. So, fine, he's doing that. I don't care. Don't pay the tax. But here's the worst part. He's making this huge scene in Home Depot about it.
Yeah.
And who is it impacting? The woman who is working the cash register? Last I checked, she's not impacting federal policy on taxes. Like, that's the problem with so many of these protests, right?
Could you imagine if you did that, like, at a liquor store? It would be...
what would the tax be?
It would be $10 for a case of beer. Like,
maybe we should start... Let's join the movement, Jimmy.
This is A Short Minute with Jimmy.
So, Michael Douglas is in, he's in the Ant-Man movies.
How did that happen? They get some of these guys in these Marvel movies because they just dangle checks in front of them, right? Hey, but you want to be Ant-Man will make you really small and will pay you millions of dollars, Michael Douglas.
He played Hank Pym. He is the main character who came up with the Ant-Man suit.
So he's like the scientist?
Yes. And so he said that in Quantumanium, the newest one, he wanted to die, and fantastically. And so, you know, part of the technology is you can shrink or grow things using this technology. And he wanted to shrink to the point of exploding on how he died. That would be awesome if you could pick how you died in a superhero movie.
I love it. These guys, like even Harrison Ford did it with Star Wars. He was like, kill me, please. I'm so done with Star Wars. Michael Douglas is looking at this and he's like, okay, I was in Wall Street. I was in Fatal Attraction, China Syndrome, American President, Basic Instinct, Traffic, and Ant-Man. It's a blemish on my career. Please kill me and make it good.
Yeah, but like, there's an awesome cast of the Ant-Man movies because
they're paying them all millions of dollars.
Like Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly.
They're all embarrassed to be in it.
Michelle Pfeiffer. She looks great, by the way.
Easy over there.
Yeah, easy. So he wanted to. Could you imagine shrinking and blowing up?
Yeah. They should do it. They should let him free. Set him free. Is there a new Ant-Man coming out?
This one just came out last year. So
was he fighting
still
this time? The grasshopper? 95.7 Cruise FM. It's Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. And here you go, Jimmy. They're about to have the world's first AI beauty pageant. How does it feel? I just had this thought. How does it feel when anytime there's like news about artificial intelligence, women, or like robots that will go on dates with you, that you're the first person people think of?
They think of me?
Everyone. As soon as there's any story about AI and like girls that you can, they'll be your girlfriends. You can take these robots on dates. People are always like, oh, Jimmy would like that. Send this to Jimmy. What this is a beauty pageant for women created by artificial intelligence. You know, sure, we could be using artificial intelligence to cure diseases or solve complex scientific equations, but instead, we're going to put them in a beauty pageant and see which one's the hottest. To enter Miss AI, you need to submit a headshot of the AI woman that you have created, and then get her to answer a list of pageant questions, you know, classics.
So it's an online thing.
It's not like
a robot. It's like
they're not creating robots, but it is a pageant that they're doing, and they'll be judged. Some of the judges will actually be artificial intelligence as well. It's all bizarre.
Oh, this
is the time we live in here. The winner gets $20,000. So you better start designing yours, Jimmy.
I'm working on it right now.
Fire up the old MacBook. We got some planning to do.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So we found this article. It's about ancient beer.
Oh.
So there was Mesopotamian beer. And it's the recipe has survived for like a millennia. Like,
so this is a different way of making beer than like how we do it now?
Yes. How they used to make it was actually using old bread.
Old bread.
So Mesopotamia is, you know, what is now called as southern Iraq. They say these ancient cities were over 4,000, between 4,000 and 6,000 years ago. So they use the bread and they do it. It's a recipe they got from the goddess of beer, Ninkasi.
Praise be to Ninkasi.
So they found the recipe.
I didn't know there was a goddess of beer. Did you know that?
No, I do now. And
the goddess of beer, Ninkasi. I got to see what she looks like. Ninkasi. There's a brewery called. Oh, there she is. Should get her tattooed on you, Jimmy. Across your back. Ninkasi. You see girls.
I have Yoda on one side, Ninkasi on the other.
Exactly. The two biggest influences in your life. You see girls get the Medusa tattoos all the time. You should get one of these. Cassie. Nin Cassie.
The so,
goddess of beer.
There is actually a company in London that has been revived this brewery.
Oh, nice.
So this type of beer. So it's called Toast Brewing, and they what they do is they go to restaurants and they get like old bread, and then they use it to make this beer.
I read a review of Mesopotamian, however you say it, beer.
Mesopotamian.
Murky, flat, and like porridge. I think I'll stick with my Pilsner.
I love what you...
I want you to want...
Bag milk!
I want you to want...
Bag milk!
From Oilers Nation joins us every Wednesday. And how are you feeling today?
You know what, man? Honestly, the Oilers have two games left. I just want them to get through it. I want everybody to be healthy and we can just get into next week and get the show going for real.
At least it's just the last couple of games that are kind of meaningless and get some rest. Like, there's been seasons in the past where it's like the last month for teams. You're like, this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
Man, I remember ones where we were throwing parties around Halloween and people were like, the Oilers were out of the playoffs. Yeah, so
season's
I will
done.
Take this every time.
And tonight, obviously, a big one with the final game ever for the Arizona Coyotes. And the Oilers get to be involved in that one. So it's kind of weird, hey?
Yeah, I mean, so we went down to Mullet Arena in February. And like, when I was walking out onto the concourse of the arena, just kind of like soaking in, you look around and you go, oh, yeah, this is a junior-sized rink. There's no way an NHL team should be playing here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it felt like very much when we were there that weekend that, you know, I felt lucky that I got to go because it just seemed like there's no way this could continue. And clearly it's not. And tonight's the last game for the Coyotes after 28 years roaming the desert. And it's interesting. But like our boy Tyler Yaremchuk's down there for the game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He just took a little pre-playoff vacay with his missus to go do that and watch some golfing or do some golfing. But like he's getting offers for his tickets at like five times face value. So we were saying like, Tyler, what are you doing then?
Like, sell the
go
tickets.
To a bar and watch it. Who
sell
cares?
The tickets. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You were still there. You're part of history by selling your tickets. That's a story you can tell forever.
Exactly.
I had tickets to the final game and I sold them. That thing with the Mullet Arena too, I saw a story that the NHL set an attendance record this year. And the fact that they did that while one of their teams was playing in a 5,000 seat arena is fairly impressive.
Well, you got to think that next year when it's Salt Lake City in an actual adult building, that they'll set a new attendance record next year, won't you? Like, you got to think.
Yeah, I didn't realize attendance was that high around the league because there's always teams that struggle, but I guess it's been pretty good. The Oilers don't know who they're playing yet first round, right?
No, not yet. So there's still, it comes down to the, it's interesting how it's coming down to the very, very last game. So the Kings have one game left. They play tomorrow against the Blackhawks. The Vegas Golden Knights have one game left. That comes against the Anaheim Ducks. So currently there's like, I think I'm pretty sure I'm going to do this off the top of my head. I'll look it up while I'm vamping here, but there's very little. Yeah. So Vegas just left LA last night. So they are at 98 points. LA is at 97. So most likely the Oilers are going to play Vegas in the first round, but, you know, LA could win tomorrow and Vegas could lose, and then that flips again. So we're still waiting for that last game.
And speaking of Vegas, we just want to say how happy we are to hear that Mark Stone has once again made a miraculous recovery in time for the playoffs.
Yeah, he's like the Undertaker at WrestleMania. It's just like he's dead in a coffin. And I was like, oh, week till playoffs come. Here he goes.
Nothing.
It's just like,
yeah.
The NHL should almost put a rule in where, okay, Mark Stone is out, but like unless he can't play game 82, he shouldn't be allowed to play in the playoffs.
Agreed.
Like, it's getting ridiculous now.
Mm-hmm. It is. Every year he comes back. It's comical, right? When they, oh yeah, he's feeling way better just in time for the playoffs somehow. It's crazy.
Well, this, 3 years in a row now with Mark Stone that he's done this. The first time they did it, Vegas actually missed the playoffs. And then last year they went on to win the cup. And then here's third year in a row. So I don't know how this just keeps happening because, I mean, like at some point teams are just going to go, oh, what's his name has soft tissue damage.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't prove it on an X-ray. So I don't know what's going on, man. The NHL has to close
the loophole. Yeah, it's the Golden Knights loophole.
And Tampa before them. Like Tampa did have Kucherov before them.
That's true.
Hey, Bag Milk, on nationgear.ca, you got some new playoff gear, do you?
Yeah, you bet, Jimmy. Everything is launched for the playoffs. The Oilers Nation line is growing by the day. We actually launched a couple of new ones for the playoffs, including there's a floral tee and a floral hoodie that says Live, Laugh, La Bamba on the front of it.
Nice.
Those ones are moving faster than any merch we've had in quite some time. So, yeah, nationgear.ca, we got a lot of playoff gear up right now. So go beautify your wardrobe.
That's awesome. That's also where you can go to see about any potential watch parties with the Oilers Nation during this playoff run. That's a good place to keep an eye on. So
we're going to be at Greta for away games.
There we go.
Lock that one in. There, at Greta for away games.
Thank you so much, Bagged Milk. We look forward to the playoff run. Have a good day.
Have a great day, boys.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.